This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first hearing of a new interim panel.
At this time,
the Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Public Safety held its first hearing on Monday. The panel's opening hearing lasted more than 6 hours, with some 20 different people testifying. The issue of gun safety has become more important over the past few years, with a growing number of shootings capturing headlines throughout the country. Senator Doug Leibla of Poplar Bluff is the committee chair. He says this group has a limited time to meet.
The goal of this committee meeting today is to bring a wide variety of expertise and experience to this committee and report the findings to the full Senate in January.
Senator Brian Williams of University City also serves on the panel. He says the question to him comes down to how can a legislative goal of finding a solution come down to as small a number of laws as possible?
If we were to put in a law based on just what I've gathered from what you said, that means that any parent, guardian, civic leader would be held responsible for any negligent decision that someone made with a firearm in the state of Missouri.
Earlier this year, Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rowden of Columbia talked about 5 key public safety reforms lawmakers passed last year.
We help local law enforcement use data to identify what's driving violent crime, allowing counties to invest jail money in diversion programs, consistently apply evidence-based tools to tailor probation and parole resources to the individual.
Missouri Senate Assistant Minority Floor Leader Shalon Kiki Curls of Kansas City adds, public safety was also a factor during this year's legislative session.
Mandatory minimums, and I think there are a number of other issues, of course, that would potentially be significant.
Public safety and tort reform have met at the crossroads for many years in the Missouri Senate. Those who favor tort reform have advocated not only for the economic impact, but to address safety concerns as well. For others, changes made in Senate Bill 7, which makes changes to Missouri's joinder and venue rules, is not the answer, at least according to Senator Carla May of St. Louis.
They're trying to limit the ability of individuals to come together for class action suits.
But for Senate Bill 7 sponsor, Senator Ed Emery of Lamar, the costs of the old system had to be taken into consideration.
There are a lot of expenses to Missouri. It's not just the violation of the court process, but the violation of this whole judiciary process is what bothers me the most.
The Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Public Safety has until January 31st of next year to prepare a report for the full Missouri Senate. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.